This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are joined by very, very special guest, Miles Calder, to talk about his new track, You Could Lose It. Hi, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing great.
Awesome. Congratulations, first of all, I guess, is in order.
Thank you.
The track came out on Friday, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, nice. How has the reception been since it's come out?
That's great. Yeah, it was really nice. People have been playing it and sending nice feedback.
Nice.
It's kind of fun because at first it wasn't a song I necessarily thought was classic single material. Mm. It's pretty chill. It sort of floats by. But I just thought it was nice to put it out before the EP comes out. And it's kind of summery or something, so it felt right.
Yeah, it felt very like summer vibes. Yeah, it is a good. It's a good vibe. It's a good sound. Did you go into it wanting that specific sound, or did it kind of like? Did you find that it was like kind of what the song was calling for?
This one was actually pretty. It sort of took shape as we were recording it in the studio. So it was me and the band of. Same characters I usually play with. Mm. We're doing a few different songs and working with Sam Scott from Phoenix Foundation.
Yeah.
As a kind of creative producer.
Which is super cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's been fun recording with him. And I think, funnily enough, he basically like left the studio for a bit and we're working on this one. But him and Lee Rebelhood, the engineer, were... The song didn't quite go as it is now in the release recording, and they thought keep it how it is in the verses, which is sort of what you hear, and the band all kind of came up with their parts, the hook, little guitar hook and the bass line and things, just as we were recording it. So that was really fun. Yeah, it sort of became a bit this kind of like surf guitar sounds and things like that weren't necessarily there, and gave it that vibe.
Yeah, it's super cool though. And then what was it written about? Like, what were you inspired by lyrically?
It's one of those ones that I feel like it's, which is often the case, it's years ago now, and it's not necessarily one key thing, at least, but I think the chorus, you could lose it, to me always feels like it's a bit of a two-parter where it's a little bit of a, I guess, a gratitude exercise of noticing what you have and the fragility of that. And maybe, I mean, also I laugh when I sing it because of losing it, you know, losing your grip, losing your...
Yeah, true.
And it kind of both makes sense to me with this song.
Yeah, I see that too, actually, yeah. That's pretty cool, though. It's got, like, two meanings there. What is it? Like a double barrel.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I think, it seems like a bit of... A lot of the lyrics in it seem a bit about time passing and not realising it, and then...
Yeah.
Yeah, not taking things for granted. I think that's probably...
Yeah.
A lot of it.
That's cool to write about. What musical influences did you have, if any... Or, like, what bands were you listening to a lot while you were writing?
I'm trying to think. I feel like the core of this song, like, it's kind of got this chuggy strumming thing in terms of what I play. It got a bit of a surfy sound afterwards from what the other guys played on it, but I don't know, it was probably deep, like, had been listening a lot to Kevin Morby, that songwriter, and I think he does that kind of punk influence downstroke thing, but chills it right out. So there's almost a bit of that in sort of Velvet Underground.
Yeah, I can hear the Velvet
jangly
Underground.
Little guitar strummy thing. There's probably something along those lines that started me just doing the simple chord strums. Yeah,
cool though. It's cool. How was working with Sam Scott? Like, did you find working with him brought more out of the creative process, or like? Was there anything in particular that he did, or
No, it's been really fun. It's the album that I made with the band before that was quite self-produced, I guess. We did a lot of home recording and home overdubbing and that sort of thing. And I think the difference is Sam, he's got a lot of reps, you know, he's made a lot of albums. And so I think he's not too precious about any one part, and it's quite, if you're open, it's really good to do drastic changes to a song on the fly, like why don't we scrap the whole first chorus, or you know, what if we just put this crazy sound in? And sometimes we don't keep that stuff, but sometimes if you try it, it opens up this whole new way that a recording can be. So that was definitely something. And the other influence, he just got the band to just play together a lot, like sort of jam on a song rather than do a very regimented recording or execution of here's how the song goes. He sort of just play the chords and we'll capture parts of it and then shape it.
That's really cool.
I think that, that's great.
Like a crazy way of like experimenting and like always trying new things. And I guess like that would be a big inspiration too, like him trying to like get more out of you. Did you find that, or I don't know, like
if you're doing that, you're kind of embracing some improvisational parts with the what people are playing, and then that might, like, I think one other song that we haven't finished or released yet, but it was like the bass that was played at the very ending, sort of zoomed in on that and said, actually play that for the entire song, you know, and you find these new things. And you can kind of adjust on the fly when you're being a bit more open and maybe jammy, trying to record takes.
Yeah.
It was great. And I think you can kind of hear it on a bunch of the songs we've put out recently and are going to put out more. There's a nice mesh of the bands playing together and listening to each other in real time rather than overdubbing, you know.
Yeah. Cool.
More clinically.
Yeah. It sounds very, very exciting. I can't wait to hear all of it. You also release a music video alongside this track. Which had like it's really cool. It's a very like DIY, very cool concept with all of the handycam footage that you've clipped together. Like, how did that?
It's very DIY.
Yeah. How did you think of that?
It's literally DIY.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I just wasn't sure what visually went with this song, except it sort of felt nostalgic to me a bit. And I mean, it's quite a nice go-to as the sort of tour diary feel, you know, where bands just have their clips from them driving around in a van, which it's a bit of that and a bit of just life moments. And I mean, it's probably all mostly from phones rather than actually a handy cam, but it has that feel of us. It's us in the studio and hanging out and traveling around and us on our own little non-music holidays and things like that.
It's
it just
a very,
feels
like nostalgic feel.
Flying by.
Yeah. Which works.
It's kind of real. I mean, some of it is a few years ago.
It's true. You are like reminiscing back on.
Where did it go?
How long has this song been in the works for?
I'm trying to think. I mean, actually finishing it probably took a bit longer than it should have, as is often the case. But I'm trying to think when I first wrote it. I mean, it could be 4 years old or 5 years old from the first idea or writing of it. I have a memory of recording a first demo with the drummer in my band, Nick George, in our old practice studio that's now demolished.
Oh, damn.
It's part of a new development. So, that must have been a few years.
Yeah.
About 4 years ago, I'd say at least.
Gnarly. So it must feel like very...
Probably pre-COVID, if that's a good marker.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. That must feel like a huge weight to be like off your shoulders and like out in the world then.
There is something to that, sort of clearing the decks, like, okay, that one's finally out and done and it's captured
Is there anything else you're working on or releasing in this year? So you said it was from an EP.
Basically this is the last sort of single by itself from an EP that we've is going to come out in about 2 months, and there's one more song basically to come out off it.
Yeah.
But I just thought give them all their little time to be focused on. And then there's a bunch of other recordings we have to finish up and release pretty much a new album. All we're sort of worked on with Sam around. So yeah, it's an EP and an album's worth of this kind of chunk that we recorded together.
That's super exciting. Definitely something to look forward to.
Mm.
Yeah. And have you got any shows or anything lined up where the people can catch
you
play?
We jumped on this thing, and we're playing a show in Wellington only this week.
Yeah.
In case any of your listeners happen to be up
there. Who knows? Maybe someone's venturing up. Yeah.
Spread the word. It's on Thursday night. We jumped on playing in the last night of San Fran. Summer camp series, which is a cool series of gigs they're doing over summer for pretty good value entry, to be honest.
Hell yeah. Well, if you're in Raleigh, jump on it. It's something to look forward to. All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up, Miles?
Nah, it was a pleasure to come and chat with Radio 1. So
it's a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks for having me on.
It was super, super exciting. Go listen to You Could Lose It. It's out on all streaming services, I'm gonna guess, and the videos on YouTube. Super Skux. Well, yeah, anyway. Super Skux. It's my new world of 2026.
That's the best review so far.
You're so welcome. Skux is my new world of 2026. I'm implementing it into my daily life.
It's come back.
Yeah, I'm making it come back.
That's great.
Yeah, I've got your track Pushing and Pulling lined up now.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, this is Miles Calder, everybody. Let's go.
Cheers.
You're pushing and pulling back and forth with every one of your turns. And I just fall on up and away or sink right down in the dirt. I'm allowed to give myself in the hurt. Infinite wisdom and endless.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.